A reading from Psalm 36, verses 5 through 10. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heights, and your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the strong mountains, your justice like the great deep. You save humankind and animals, O Lord. How priceless is your love, O God! All people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. They feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. Continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your favor to those who are true of heart. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John, the 2nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Here we are 3 weeks into 2022, and I've had quite a bit of time to think because I've been on vacation for the past 3 weeks. Mostly I've been thinking about family because during that 3 week vacation time, my great aunt Wilma died. And her death is a really big deal to my family. She's actually the last of my great uncles and great aunts. Her grandchildren are very close to me, and even though they're actually my second cousins, I'm closer to them than I am to some of my first cousins. This means that 2022 is going to be really, really different for us because this big change has come our way. And isn't that the way of things? When big changes come our way, things differ. It's certainly true for my South Georgia family, and it raises a fair question for those of you watching this video and for those of you hearing this on the internet, and also for those of you in my Joy Lutheran Church family. And the question that it raises is this: how will 2022 differ for us than 2021? 2021 was an extraordinary year. I think this we have to confess, because it seemed like every single month had some sort of fear-creating occasion that happened to come our way. You remember back in January on the Feast of the Epiphany last year, which is January 6th, how we watched the news riveted to our screens as we wondered if what we were seeing was a protest or a revolution or a riot, as the Capitol building was experiencing an onslaught of people. And months later, there we were at the end of the year in December, and coronavirus hits the all-time high, and it maintains that for a few days, even as we were plagued by shortages that caused us to be frightened about having things at Christmas and being able to get the things that we need. Anything from food to gifts to medications, we had supply chain issues and shortages, which actually we're still experiencing, because when I left my hometown back in Georgia, believe it or not, the coffee shop in town ran out of honey and had a sign out there on the front of one of its doors that read, "Dear patrons, we apologize for the honey shortage." Wow, honey shortage. So it's because of things such as these that I think we're going to be really honest about it. We are hoping and praying and trusting and believing that 2022 is going to be a better year for us, a year that differs quite a bit from 2021, right? Outside events create really big changes that terrify us. And when these things happen, it causes us to focus on our fear rather than focusing on how to face our fear. I think you probably know that fear will have us wanting things to go very differently in 2022 than in 2021. But if we want for 2021 to go differently for us, then maybe we need to think about it like this. We want life in 2022 to differ for us than it was in 2021. And if that's the case, then shouldn't we want to do different in 2022 than we did in 2021? We ought to go ahead and admit that if we want to stay the same in 2022 as we were in 2021, then we need to admit we're paralyzed in this place because we're probably afraid. Moments ago in the psalm we recited, "How priceless is your love, O God, all people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. They feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights." We just professed these things together to God, yet honestly, although we've just recited this declaration in the trust of God, the God of abundance to be exact, I suspect already fear has us doubting that profession, doubting God's abundance, doubting we will receive a drink from the river of God's delights. 2022 is going to be whatever 2022 is going to be. Either we will face it believing that we feast upon the abundance of God's house, or we will face it feasting upon our fear. And the fear we'll feast upon is going to be something like fear of the future, fear for our world, fear for our nation, fear for our congregation, fear of not having 120-ish people under the roof of our church building each Sunday, fear of not having as many stewardship pledge envelopes turned in this past year as we perhaps had in previous years, fear of coronavirus, fear of each other, and fear of our death. What is your fear in 2022? What is your fear for 2022? And what fear from 2021 did you drag with you in to 2022? What fear have you dragged into this space right now, while we're together in this video format or this audio format? Fear almost always undermines faith, even as it creates distrust, even distrust in the God of abundance. Still, trust this truth. If we want 2022 to differ from 2021, then we must admit our fear, and we must find some healthy way both to face it and to manage it. We do not serve the God of abundant fear. We serve the God of abundance. Fear is a core reason why Mary, mother of our Lord, pushes Jesus to deal abundantly with the wedding wine shortage. To run out of wine at a first century wine celebration is not a positive. It would be equally embarrassing at a 21st century wedding were the host to run out of wine at the reception. It's bad for the host, and it will be the talk of the town forever. No one wants this problem because it's not a problem quickly or easily resolved, and it's a problem that takes place right there in front of everybody, making it a public affair. Can you imagine how much fear the host is experiencing as people like the Mary, we know, mother of Jesus, realize that the wine is almost gone. The host is scared senseless by something that seemingly can't be fixed. Seeing this event unfold, realizing the wine is running out, causes Mary to fear for the host. This is how come Mary prompts Jesus to intervene. She deals with her fear, and she deals with it in a healthy way, in a life-creating way, in a hope-creating way, ultimately in a celebration-creating way. Fear that is not dealt with in some healthy way is life-inhibiting. It's actually life-taking, and it's joy-draining. To live in fear is absolutely no way to live. And fear is not something we either desire to foster or ever desire to feed. And Lord willing, fear is something we do not want to create in ourselves, nor do we desire to create it in others. Fear will take us nowhere helpful in 2022. To this end, let's start 2022 outright. Let's get honest about our fear. Let's face it together. What do you want your life to look like in 2022? Where is fear keeping you from making it so today? Where is fear shaping your life today, this moment, right now? Where is fear turning you away from the God of abundance to worship at the altar of scarcity? What fear causes you to hide from yourself, from others, and from your God? What fear is behind all of these other fears? Robin Sharma, a popular author, says the fears we do not face become our limits. Want a different 2022? A healthy 2022? A delimited 2022? Then face the fears you have differently and more healthily in 2022 than you did in 2021. When it comes to your fear, how will your approach to dealing with it differ in 2022 than in 2021? How must your approach differ in 2022 from 2021 in order for you to get to a healthier, better space for yourself, for others, and for your God? We must be brave to face our fear, and we must be brave because fearful times and fearful events are going to come our way. This is just how life goes. It just is. Fearful times and events come our way on occasion. When these occasions come our way, either we face our fear and deal with it, or we face our fear and let it deal with us. On the occasion when the wedding wine ran low, Mary faced her fear by looking to the God of abundance. She looked to Jesus, and she was not disappointed. She relied on God, and to the astonishment of all, 180 gallons of wine came their way. When fear came her way, Mary relied on the God of abundance. She chose to deal with her fear in a healthy way, and that made all the difference. 2022 is upon us. 2021 is now behind us. In this year, if we want things to differ in our world, our life, and our congregation, then we must deal with our fear in a healthy way, in a life-creating way, in a hope-creating way, and ultimately in a celebration-creating way. Perhaps even a celebration way that will cause us to say, we saved the very best of the wine for last. Isn't that how a God of abundance would have God, the God of abundance, as people roll in this world? I think so, don't you? And if we're going to be that kind of people, that abundant people, then we have to face, deal, and manage our fear by relying on the God of abundance and not worshiping at the altar of scarcity. Want 22 to be different than 2021? Then we have to be different for it to go different. God bless you. Amen.